Casco Lodging LLC project. Letter from Central Hudson regarding UDIG One Call System. Green County Resolution 44-24, authorizing obtaining and furnishing of election-related services and materials. Resolution 2024, authorizing municipalities to participate in the county highway purchase. Resolution 924, seeker declaration and approving recommendations for including land into that. Land in Agricultural District Number 124, Resolution 427-23, authorizing the relevy of unpaid school taxes for the year of 2023. Letter from Dawood and Perina regarding their purchase of 40 Underhill Road and the need for a certificate of occupancy. Letter from Tushar and
Nishta
regarding the purchase of 26 Underhill Road and the need for a certificate of occupancy. Green County Workforce Investment Office Recruitment Business serves as host work site for youth age 14 to 20. And dog control report for the month of January. Everybody got those and had a chance to look at them. Right, continuing business. We received a letter from our attorney on January 9th for legal representation. So this would be the firm will charge a monthly fee for services rendered of $3,541.66, excluding litigation, for the term of January 1st, 2024 through December 31st, 2024. Theodore Roosevelt, I saw it. Joe, I thought of Theodore Roosevelt, the lawyer. Theodore Ted Hilscher will be the lawyer primary responsible for this engagement, intended to be reached by telephone. I would need a motion for authorizing the supervisor to sign the contract. Motion by Brian. Second by JR. All in favor? Updates to employee handbook. So this is something we've been working on. Kirsten and Ronnie Travers, who's our HR rep, have been working on for probably well over a year now, Liz.
Correct.
And Liz has also been working on this. So we've been going back and forth. Everybody received a high-level list of all the changes that we made, recommendations through HR, back and forth with the department heads. So I think we're at a place where we're ready to approve the handbook. Everybody's in agreement.
Yes.
So whereas the town board of the town of Catskill is desirous of maintaining an up-to-date employee handbook which details current and accurate personnel policies and procedures, employee benefits, compliance policies, and other pertinent information governing employee-related matters, and whereas the town board has retained Public Sector HR Consultants, LLC, to prepare a revised and updated version of the town's employee handbook that accomplishes the foregoing objectives, and whereas the town board has received draft versions of said updated employee handbook and has made determinations and appropriate content, therefore be it resolved that on this day, the 6th of February, that the attached document be adopted at the official employee handbook as the official employee handbook of the town of Catskill. Further be it resolved that the newly updated and revised town of Catskill handbook shall be distributed with signed acknowledgement to all town officials and employees. Is there a motion? Motion by JR, second by Brian, all in favor?
Aye.
Liz, I thank you for all your work on that, and definitely thank Kirsten for everything she's done. Software purchase. So this is something that the town, along with our code department, has been working on for probably 5 years now, going through different vendors, looking at prices, looking code department, our planning department, our zoning departments, fire inspections, Councilman Gordiano and myself, along with the entire code department, met with a company called Cloud Permit about 2 weeks ago upstairs. They did a demo. This is the company that the code department feels will best fit all of our needs, and there's plenty of different areas that and services that this company can offer as we grow as a town. So there's a 1 year or an installment fee of $17,750. This will transfer all the data that we currently have in our homemade program that we're using from Linda Speckman. So that program is probably
15, 20 years old.
Maybe more at least. So it's been a good program for us. It's just we need something a little more manageable, you know, ease of use for the employees, for the taxpayers in the community. Again, the $17,750 will be the data import from our existing database, the implementation software for building software, code enforcement software, licensing and registration software, and climate software. And then after that, there's a yearly fee of $9,750. So this money is already in the code department's budget, so we do not have to raise excess taxes, you know, in the coming budget years to cover this. It's already in the budget. So our ambulance administrator brought this to our attention that we don't have a license for Adobe, which enables us to edit PDFs in the town. So we'd like to get that. I talked with our finance clerk, and she can definitely use it. It's for a yearly cost of $1,360.80, and this is also, there's money in our IT line to cover this. So I believe this is for 10 licenses.
Yes.
Motion by J.R., second by Brian, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Full set agreement for the 2024 elections at the Senior Center presidential primary, April 2nd, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Primary election, June 25th, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. With general election, November 5th, 2024, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. That just approval is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, did you want a resolution for that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Last one. It's clean energy. So this is something that was sent to Ted. Right now, the code enforcement is looking into getting an EV car to replace the Trailblazer that we had. We're going to apply for a nice survey grant. In order to get those grants, we have to show certain steps that we're becoming climate smart. One of them is passing a resolution. Our lawyer is currently looking at that, and possibly at our next town board meeting, if everybody's okay with that, we can pass that. And that is the official agenda.
Patrick.
Yes, ma'am.
Matt brought up the fire inspector hire.
Did we have to
at 4:30? He wanted him to start on the 12th.
Okay. What was his name?
John Acanaro.
Okay. To start on February 12th. I believe he's already been into to see Kirsten and fill out his paperwork. So I'm okay with that. He's on the process. So motion. by JR, second by Brian, for John Acanaro to be hired as a fire inspector for the town of Catskill with a start date of February 12th. All in favor?
Sidewalk?
Yes. I believe it was approved. We're, the county's working on that. We're just waiting on the funding.
Because I'm wondering if that would be a time for a transition, putting the sidewalk, and they end up maybe, like, when would be a good time to look into that? Because maybe they're going to redo the poles, or that's a time to put something a little bit more attractive, because I think that's one of the things you recognize.
Lighting is part of that. I haven't seen a map to, you know, to, from, is it going to go from the bridge to where? I don't know.
Okay.
But no, it's a good point.
That might be, yeah.
I'll see if I can find out, but I'll definitely.
Because the other thing is, like, I understand the time, whatever, it's just a process. But I have a lot of, like, information about, there's an organization called darksky.org. So I just found it to be really good research in terms of specific things like shades or different types of lights that are less obtrusive, and just studies that have been done about, you know, there's no impact on crime. There's a lot of things that we normally think of why we need all these street lights. So it just might be a good resource whenever it comes up, whether that's something that I present or that I pass on to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
JR. Next, just for the board's information, next Thursday the 15th, Jared and I are going to meet with Barb Hersick, who was our director for summer rec last year. We're going to go over last year's program and start planning for this year, right? Time's going quick. By next meeting, we should have an RFP to go out for the reevaluation. Audrey is working on that along with representatives from the state and our town attorney. I know in that RFP, there's going to be a minimum of 10 public hearings throughout the process. Again, the last time a reeval was done was in 1992. We're at an EQ rate of 36.5% right now. A lot of information is going to be coming out about the reeval. I know there's a lot of mixed feelings about this and how it's going to impact people's property taxes. And we are going to try to do our best as a town to get as much information out as physically possible during this entire process. Yes?
Sorry, can you briefly say what the reevaluation is? Can you expand on it a bit more?
So a reevaluation is high level, we're going to have a company come in, a professional company is going to come in, they're going to look at every tax parcel. I believe there's 6,000 tax parcels within the town of Catskill. They're going to, I believe, if I remember, I only read the RFP once, but they're going to look at three sides of the property and bring it up to 2024-25. This should be done by 2026 as evaluation. Right now, we're every parcel is re-evaluated at 1992 financials.
Oh. Who's that company that's doing it?
We don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
No. It's going to go out to RFP hopefully by the end of this month.
Okay.
And then I believe the RFPs have to be back the middle to end of March, maybe beginning of April. Again, we're going to be extremely transparent throughout this whole process. Everything's going to be outlined. We'll have it on the website. We'll have it on Facebook. You know, it's whatever we have to do to be open about this whole thing.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I just want to say one more thing.
Yes.
The summer rec.
Yep.
I would be interested if there's anything I could offer in terms of fitness. You know, I teach at the high school, Cooks Academy. It's somebody's working with kids, so that is something that
definitely
help out with.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you, Patty. We'll take you up on that.
Cool.
Okay. Anybody else? Liz? Yeah. Go ahead.
If this would other guys come end of the meeting, I guess this is my first meeting, so I don't know if you have the time to maybe introduce yourselves or say anything about yourself. I don't know anything about any of you.
I am Patrick McCollum, the town supervisor. I've lived in Catskill for 40 years. I live here in the village. I work for the village DPW. I've been an elected official for the past 17 years. I have a wife and two daughters who are both in the school district. My wife works for the school district. I don't know how much more you want.
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Steve Bessel. It's my first time running. My first term. I've lived here for over 35 years. I work for the Sheriff's Department. Been with them for the last 6 years, but in law enforcement I've been approximately going on 13 years. And my spouse also lives with me as well. She also works here in the town of Catskill. Well, actually, down in Athens, sorry.
Colson.
Thank you.
I'm Brian Kozlowski. I'm retired from the Catskill Police Department after 23 years. I moonlight as the security officer with Patrick's wife at the elementary school and the high school. One day a week, I work in the Athens PD, doing the same thing for the Athens Elementary School. That's on 3rd Street in Athens. My wife Jessica's a probation officer for the county. My two sons go to Catskill School, and my daughter is graduated, and her and her boyfriend, fiance, they live with me also, and they have a grandson that they blessed us with during COVID.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything you want to share with us about yourself?
we just read my mind, man.
I like to know my constituents in town. Do you live in Catskill?
Yes, I don't live in Catskill. I live in Athens.
Can we change that?
Well, I can't. It's so expensive. But I have a print studio. I have a print shop that's actually in Chatham. But I live down in Mandelview. And I've actually seen or heard from you before at an HCHC meeting.
Yes. Yep.
So that's where I've seen your face. But because of the lack of action happens, I'm in Casco often, so I'm just interested in what's going on.
And I'm also a school resource officer. I've been doing that for the last 6 years.
Oh,
yeah, Athens is located.
Yeah, I like kids too. I used to work at the Hudson Department.
Well, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Yes, sir.
Did they, I don't know if you guys know, did they finish the boat launch working on that down at the Dutchman's Landing?
It is.
It's all done? All right.
Yep.
And it's going to open in the spring, I'm assuming?
It should be open in right now.
Well,
April.
No, it's gone in now.
I mean, it's open now. The dots aren't found.
Be interesting to see how that opens. So.
Anything? Okay. Motion to adjourn. Motion by JR, second by Brian.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
You don't say no more.